Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Norbin Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his Swedish counterpart Ulf Kristersson in Gothenburg last night. Mr. Modi arrived in Gothenburg yesterday on a two-day visit to Sweden. PM Modi was awarded Sweden's highest honour, the Royal Order of the Polar Star, Degree Commander Grand Cross, in recognition of his exceptional contributions to bilateral ties and his visionary leadership. The award is the highest distinction that can be given to a head of government. This is Prime Minister Modi's 31st international honour. During the delegation-level talks, the two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of India-Sweden relations and agreed to elevate the bilateral relationship to a strategic partnership, marking a major milestone in the relationship. They discussed ways to deepen cooperation in trade and investment, technology and innovation, green transition, space, emerging technologies, defense and security, SMEs, research and people-to-people ties. The two leaders agreed to identify new opportunities in the spirit of the India-EU strategic partnership and recently concluded the India-EU FTA for the benefit of their peoples. The leaders also exchanged perspectives on regional and global issues. They emphasized the urgency to reform the UN and multilateral organization and agreed to advance cooperation in multilateral fora. The first consignment of refuse-derived fuel RDF waste material from the Kohima Municipal Council KMC Dumpsite Legacy Waste Remediation Project has been commissioned yesterday, marking a significant milestone in sustainable waste management and environmental restoration. A total of 11 tons of RDF waste material has been dispatched to Umso Mutang, Thangskai, Kelerihat, East Jayantia Hills, Meghalaya, under the free-of-cost material category for scientific processing and utilization. Deputy Chairperson of KMC, Thenuso Sekose, flagged off the first consignment. High school ward councillor, officials from SBM, Urban Development Department, KMC and staff were also present. The Legacy Waste Remediation Initiative, undertaken under SBMU 2.0, was launched with the objective of remediating 40,250 metric tons of accumulated legacy waste and reclaiming approximately 1.4 acres of dump site land. The project now stands in its final stage of completion, reflecting KMC's continued commitment towards scientific waste management, environmental protection, and public health. KMC has further appealed to all citizens to cooperate in preserving and reclaimed site by strictly refraining from unauthorized dumping of waste. International Museum Day is being celebrated today. The theme for this year is Museums Uniting a Divided World. The theme highlights the potential of museums to act as bridges across cultural, social, and geopolitical divides, fostering dialogue, understanding, inclusion, and peace within and between communities worldwide. We have a report.
Mark the occasion, Department of Art and Culture, Nagaland, has offered free entry for all visitors to the State Museum, Kohima, today and tomorrow. Students, scholars, researchers, educational institutions, tourists and general public have been invited to visit the museum and experience rich cultural heritage, traditional artifacts and historical collection preserved there. Asonyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The All Commercial Vehicle Association, ACVA Wokha District, celebrated its 12th Foundation Day yesterday. Theme speaker, Associate Pastor of WTBC, Zurenthang Homsoy, urged the members to remain dedicated and patient in their profession while appreciating the vital role commercial vehicle drivers play in society through the transportation of goods, medicines and passengers. During the program, the House unanimously resolved to extend full support to the drug-free Wokha campaign initiated by the Lotha Youth Hoho. The members also reaffirmed the 2018 resolutions regarding non-local owners operating commercial vehicles under ACVA Wokha jurisdiction and reiterated their commitment on the principles of one government, one tax. And the government has debunked a post circulating on social media claiming that India has only 2 days of fuel reserves left. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, said that the claim is fake. The unit clarified that India has a stock of 60 days of crude oil with surplus refining capacity. PIB has advised citizens not to panic and to rely only on verified information issued by official government sources regarding fuel and gas availability. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.